This is Mark Till, editor of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. Today is September 22nd. I'm talking to Izzy Pasco, who is the EMS account manager in Florida for Concordance Healthcare Solutions. And Izzy lives in Miami. Izzy, thanks for taking some time with me today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Izzy, I want to ask you just a couple of questions. One, before Irma made landfall, that was September 10th, what kind of preparations did you and your customers make in those days immediately leading up to the hurricane?
All right, for the first couple of days, like Monday and Tuesday of that previous week, what I did was I started calling my customers and emailing the customer, notifying that any orders or any additional products that they would need, they needed to do right away since we had a delivery time frame of 3 days out of St. Louis. And I wanted to make sure that any orders that they placed that they would have by Friday of that week prior to the hurricane hitting on Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yes. Tell me then, so the hurricane hit, I believe, maybe it had been in the morning of the September 10th, Sunday morning?
Well, we started to get some winds Saturday night, but the vast majority of the hurricane here through the area where I live in Miami, Florida, basically took place on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. So what were you doing at the height of the storm, say Sunday afternoon, Sunday night?
In the middle of the storm, I had to go out of the house about 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I started to experience winds of 75, 80 miles, and I had a mango tree that started to come down, and one of the branches started hitting real hard over the tiles on the roof of the house. So I had to go out with an axe and start cutting down on the branch to prevent any damage taking place to the roof of the house. And at the same time, part of the fence between one of my neighbors and mine started to come down. So between the two of us, we secured that part of the fence so it wouldn't be coming down in the middle of the storm.
Got it.
Even though later on, we had to replace that side of the fence and, take care of that.
So everyone's safe. But Izzy, tell me now, you are the EMS account manager. Now, the EMS teams, tell me how it affected them, the storm, and how you were helping them out in the days following the storm.
Well, basically, all I was able to do with my EMS customer was notify him of any needs for products to make sure that they place their orders immediately for any additional products that they would need or they would anticipate to need during the storm. The one good thing that I think it was a big advantage for us was that here in Florida, their fiscal years end at the end of September. So all the orders need to be placed by the end of August, and they need to be delivered by September 15th. So in a way, they had sufficient product on hand to carry them through the beginning of October, when most of POs are kind of provided to the departments. It'll be between October 1st and October 15th. So it was fortunate for most of my EMS departments that this took place at the time that it did, because pretty much they had sufficient merchandise on hand to the fact that the fiscal year was coming to an end.
Interesting. Izzy, what were the let's talk about 7 to 10 days after the storm. Were you out visiting your accounts? Were they...
No. The first week after, there was too much devastation. There were trees down. Traffic lights were out. And again, I wasn't even trying to get in contact with the customers because they were still doing emergency calls to folks in the area. So the first week after the storm, pretty much I lost contact with everyone. I was out of phone and electricity for, luckily, it's only 23 hours, but the phone connections were very poor, and I didn't want to take the time to call any of my customers because I was pretty much going to be taking up their valuable time from helping people that lost their homes or lost their roofs or they had health incidents. So pretty much my first contact with the customers were at the beginning of this past week, I started touching bases with them. I started visiting some of them and kind of following up as to, you know, how things transpired during the storm. And still a lot of them were still busy and you know, not in the mode to be receiving sales calls.
Sure. I understand. Izzy, wanted to ask you one last question. Sounds like you know, were taking steps prior to landfall on September 10th to make sure your customers were supplied. Any other lessons that you learned or pieces of advice that you might give out to others who are facing a catastrophe like that?
Having lived here in Florida pretty much since 1961, I have experienced all the big storms that have come to Florida. And I've been a medical rep since 1977 in the hospital market pretty much. I would say, you know, pay attention to what the news says. Prepare yourself ahead of time. You know, take the storm seriously because it could be a false alarm. You never know when they're going to hit. It could take a last-minute turn and get away, or it could take a last-minute turn and really hit you hard. So I would say you need to prepare yourself, make sure that, you know, you protect your house as best as possible, that you have plenty of water, plenty of canned foods available. And most of all, I think you need to have like a little individual bag in a way to say, you know, with some clothing, important paperwork, like your home insurance, your home ownership, any titles, anything that you need to have with you, you should have them all prepared. And in the event that something happens and you need to take off, that you have all that important information handy with you to take with you. Because, you know, most of these houses have tornadoes. If tornadoes come, everything goes. So you need to be able to, you know, adjust to it. I personally live in a high area where there's no flood. It's a no-flood area. But most of living in Miami, you know, this is basically you're over the sea at very low height. So I would say you need to be ready. You need to protect your house. If they provide you with sandbags, use them. Make sure you put your shutters up. And take all the furniture you have in the yard, secure it. Bring it inside the house, your plants. You don't want anything outside the house that could be flying away and you know, be a hazard piece of material.
Of course. Izzy, you've been kind to spend some time with me today, and I'm going to look forward to sharing this with our readers.
Okay. I greatly appreciate the time and your courtesy, Mark. Anything I could do in the future, please feel free to give me a call. I hope we don't have to talk about storms anymore for this year.
All right, Izzy. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.